Blog Talk Radio.
Block Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned into the Cutting Room Floor. I am LeVar, and we're going to take two on this one. If you were listening in to us when we were here last, it was Monday night, and right after we began the program, I told you that I heard some thunderstorms in the background kind of rumbling about, and for those of you that don't know, we do our broadcast here from the greatest city in the world, Chicago, and as I was beginning, it was a small rumble of thunderstorms. Thought that we were going to get our show through in 30 minutes. 10 minutes into the broadcast, boom. Everything goes out. Lights go out. Power goes out. Screen goes out. Everything went out. All that I had left was just my communications equipment that I could talk with you. And actually, it was up and running, but the only thing was that it would have been up and running with nothing else because everything that I had to talk about was actually on my screen. So I cut the show off, and actually I deleted it, so it's not even in our archives. You can't get it. It was in there for about a day. So if you heard it, you heard 10 minutes of our broadcast. I'm probably going to repeat the story that I talked about at the beginning of that one. Before I begin anything tonight, I want to go through old business. This feels like we're kind of like in a meeting here, where we kind of discuss old business and the new business and did everything else. And I want to go back from Monday's old business, where I want to thank our guest from last week, Corey Fettman, the Love Lawyer, who was on. And awesome show, as always. Wonderful to talk with Corey. And we talked about her appearing in a webisode of a show called The Wise Guys, which you can catch on the internet. Can't really miss it. It's everywhere. I think we even liked it on our fan page, on our own Facebook fan page at News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar Evans. You can catch it in there. And Corey will be appearing in episode 3, which I believe will be out sometime in the next week or so. So definitely keep an eye on that. Want to thank her. I can't thank her enough for coming on and gracing us with her presence. I wish she could be here every day. Unfortunately, she has a life outside this, for those of you that don't know. But it's always nice to have somebody else around. And I guess that kind of leads me to my next thing, is that I guess I'm going to be looking for kind of like fill-in people or people to kind of join me. By the way, tonight, if you are listening, lines to call 323-580-5600. It's there. But, you know, I figured I can only talk for so long. I can only talk for 30 minutes before somebody gets bored. And hopefully soon down the line, once the funds are more stable, we can do two-hour shows, which hopefully will happen later. So, for us, we're hoping to do some of those things soon, and we'll keep you posted. But I said, as always, you can just go on our page on Facebook. So we'll be doing it soon, so keep an eye out for that. Now, also, while I am kind of talking here, we will join you hopefully here tomorrow with Eye on Hollywood. I know we've been off for a few weeks, but I really haven't found much to talk about. I mean, if you think about it, really, I mean, the only big stories the last few weeks have been industry news, you know, Arnold and Leah and everything like that, we kind of talked about with Corey last week, so we kind of gave you a bit of Eye on Hollywood. But I realized we haven't been around for a bit. We haven't mentioned some things that have kind of happened, and we've kind of been taking the summer off. Well, I've been taking the summer off. I always say we, but it's a one-man show here, let's be honest. But kind of taking the summer off. So we will start back up with Eye on Hollywood as soon as we can. We're looking toward doing it tomorrow. If it doesn't happen, but we'll let you know. So stay tuned to the page for that. Enough of that. Everything's out of the way now. Whole thing about the co-hosts. If you'd like to do it, let me know. Check all that off. Love Lawyer. Yeah, okay. Got all that. I'm checking my list as I'm talking to you. But once you kind of go through a couple of things, the first one, pretty interesting. If you haven't heard it by now, AskMen.com just released the results of their 2011 Great Male Survey. And it polled over 70,000 men from the U.S., Canada, England, and Australia about everything from their personal grooming habits to their breakup styles. And it asked also, they included in a couple of questions pertaining to celebrities, speaking of Eye on Hollywood, where the results revealed that although Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber came in at number one and number three on Forbes' Celebrity 100 list, it doesn't mean that everybody likes it. Now, I think you heard on shows here in the past, we've kind of talked about Justin Bieber, and I mean, some of that, I mean, let's be honest, is rightfully so, but that's for another day. But when asked which female public figure they were most tired of hearing about, the men were presented with the following choices, and the results were as follows. 29% said that they were tired about hearing about Lady Gaga. 25% said Sarah Palin. 17% said Kim Kardashian. Some sick minds out there. 15% said Lindsay Lohan. 3% said Kate Middleton, 3% said Pippa Middleton, 8% said none of the above. Now, interestingly enough, when the percentages were broken down according to country, it was revealed that a whopping 42% of guys in the UK are not into keeping up with Kim Kardashian. So apparently guys in the UK, not a fan of the curves. 30% of Americans said that they were fed up with seeing Sarah Palin, while 34% of Australian males and 32% of Canadian guys were so over Lady Gaga. Now, I can understand that if you really think about it. Like I said, guys in the UK, doesn't seem that they're all into the curvaceous women, so it is. Here in America, Sarah Palin, everybody's cup of tea. And I don't mean that in a political sense, but I think, you know, just hearing about her all the time, guys are like, okay, it's old news. And then Australian and Canadian guys, I think because Lady Gaga is on such a wide stage and, you know, she's such an international star now, I think that guys, you know, they're kind of like, well, she's not hot, so, I mean, okay singer, I guess, but they're tired of hearing about her. Now, when asked that same question about males, they were sick of seeing in the spotlight, the results, you know, weren't quite as surprising. Now, clearly men around the world would have been stuck as they said, by Bieber Fever and Charlie Sheen is no longer winning. 47 guys said they were tired about hearing about Justin Bieber. I'm surprised that wasn't at 100%. 20% said Charlie Sheen. 12% said President Barack Obama. 8% said Donald Trump. 4% said Prince William. 3% said Mark Zuckerberg. 0%, now I got to read back to that, 0% said Arnold Schwarzenegger. And 6% said none of the above. And it's very interesting, and I think that, I'm surprised Bieber's not a little higher than that. But I think after the long thing of hearing about their ups and downs, and then you look back at how rich they are, you just don't feel bad for them anymore. So that's the AskMen.com survey. Now, what I was talking about last week before I got rudely cut off, Match.com, which posts articles on Yahoo, came out on 5 little-known ways to flirt for men. And it was a couple of quick tips as to how men can get women to notice them more, things that they can kind of do. So, guys, if you're actually listening in, take note. The first one was with the color red. And they said it's a power color. We all know that. And it just doesn't apply to politics and carpets or Hollywood events. They said, according to a recent study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology General, Simply wearing the color red and being surrounded by the rosy hue makes a man more attractive and desirable to women. The fact that women are largely unaware of this color's arousing quality makes wearing it much more effective for men who are in the know. More red. The second thing is eating celery. Now, it says if you want to reel in the ladies, try increasing your crunches of celery stalks. It says that eating celery increases the amount of female-attracting pheromones that men emit. Why? It seems that the cytoplasm found in celery contains the same chemicals as those found in human male sweat, specifically regular sweat that's responsible for a subtly masculine scent, which may not always be perceptible through clothing. Both contain the steroid androstenin, which makes men more attractive to women. Now, why would you want to, more pheromones oozing out of your pores, you ask? Well, these are the hormones responsible for letting animals know when it's that time to mate, and they're also how insects attract their mate from 6 miles away. So if you find yourself within floating distance of an attractive woman and you're dripping in delicious pheromones, thanks to the celery, women may find themselves irresistibly drawn to you. And this is coming from the authors of a book titled Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. So they said they recommend that when a man works out, have a nice warm shower, chomp on a few sticks of celery, brush his teeth, and then head out the door smelling good. You know, I think back then when Mom used to say, eat your vegetables, especially the green leafy ones, she was not wrong. Number three, the thing that attracts, playing romantic music. I don't have to be, Albert Einstein to explain this out to you, but looking to score a girl's digits or get her to think that you're Prince Charlie, take a cue from the French and play a little love song first. According to a recent study by some researchers from the Université de Bretagne Sud, like the way I said that, women who were exposed to romantic music before interacting with eligible males were more likely to hand over their contact information than those ladies who were exposed to neutral music in the same scenario. Attractive number four, ordering a chocolate dessert. I'm not even going to go into the rest of that, but we all know that the women's love affair with chocolate. So you guys know you're not going to order nachos, order chocolate. And number five, learning some dance moves. Now, I saw something about this on TV today, and I guess it is true. Ladies, you can call and tell me if I'm wrong, but according to studies, women, the move that's associated with men perceived as being skilled at dancing appear to send a subliminal signal to women that you are in good health and have reproductive potential. A recent study published in the Royal Society Journal Biology Letters analyzed dance moves of 12 non-professional male dancers. Researchers videotaped these men grooving to a basic drum rhythm and then turned their dances into computer-generated cartoons. That way, each guy could be judged solely on his moves and not his looks. Women then rated these dancing avatars on a scale of 1 to 7. And the results were clear. If it's female attention you're after, don't flail your arms on the dance floor. Women participating in the study paid more attention to those dancers who were connected with their core body region. In other words, the guys who earned higher ratings had more control over their upper bodies and were twisting, bending, moving, and nodding instead of simply pumping their fists in the air. Women scored men whose movements were twitchy and repetitive the lowest. Try to stay on beat and avoid shuffling back and forth aimlessly. And it says that if you know you're smooth, well, don't be afraid to show it. You might just have women falling at your feet. Now, I've heard a lot about that, and I've always heard that women were attracted to guys who had the dance moves, and they always tend to, gravitate toward those guys on the floor. But I got to tell you, ladies, I don't want to go too far off the thing. It's not going to really work unless you find a guy to dance with. But the one thing I always hated was going out and dancing on a dance floor by myself. The ladies can do it. The ladies can dance with other ladies, but it's not going to work for guys when they're dancing with other guys or dancing out by their own. I don't know. It looks a little weird. But guys, you've just learned the five little known ways to flirt. And if it works, you're welcome. Another interesting article of note that I kind of found this week was 9 strange but true health tips. Now, men's health and their authors of this. It was a great article by Bill Phillips and the editors of MidHealth. And they were talking about different ways that you can lose weight, kind of help you live a little bit more healthier. But they found 9 more fasting extremes with true study findings that they've run across in the past few years. One was that you can live longer by changing your name. Yeah, think about that for a second. People with positive initials, ones that spell out things like J-O-Y or W-O-W, live nearly 4.5 years longer than people with neutral initials, according to the University of California, San Diego study. DUDs live nearly 3 years less. Other initials that may shorten life, ILL and DED. So, yeah, if your initials are JOI or, you know, if it's James Ulysses Yelverton, congratulations. You're going to live 4.5 years longer than people with who might be named Dedrick Engineer Deception. I don't know. I was reaching for that one, as you can tell. Another way that they found strength with your study finding was that keeping your mind sharper by being a jerk. That actually might work, because I know quite a few jerks out there who just seem to live longer, and especially when you think about some older people who just come off real jerky. Research from the U.S. Administration on Aging suggests that there's a marked difference between how younger and older people interpret misplacing their car keys. A young guy usually blames someone else. An old man typically blames himself. Never use your age as an excuse. You'll remain sharper longer. Makes sense. Breaking a thigh fever with your armpits. That says anything up to 102, you know, is mild. It can be treated by drinking plenty of fluids. But to quickly bring down a reading above that, put an ice pack under your arm or near your groin. Icing either spot will cool your body's core. It's uncomfortable, but it works fast. Then see a doctor. Another health thing that they found, you can prevent claustrophobia by smelling certain fruits. So if you get nervous in small places such as subways, elevators, and in that closet of, you know, an office that you're stuck in, visit your local fruit stand. It says a sniff of green apple may help relieve claustrophobic sensations. This, according to the director of the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation. He says, carry one with you. Also, if you're selling your house, placing a basket of fresh green apples on the table may make potential buyers perceive the house as larger. Did not know that. Disinfecting a wound with honey. Says no Neosporin in the house. Dab the cut with honey before covering it with a bandage. Believe it or not, honey has powerful antibacterial properties. A study in the Archives of Surgery found that honey is capable of destroying almost all strains of the most common wound-infecting bacteria. Another thing, stopping bleeding with black pepper. Yes. Roberta Lee, who's the MD and vice chair of the Department of Integrative Medicine at Beth Israel Medical Center, says run cold water over the wound to clean it using soap if you were handling meat. Then sprinkle on the pepper and apply pressure. In no time, the bleeding will stop. It turns out that black pepper has analgesic antibacterial antiseptic properties. And don't worry, it won't sting. Seeing your tailor to cure back pain. Now, I've never heard of this one before I read this one. It was very interesting. It says if you have an aching back, it may be because one of your legs is shorter than the other. This is going to Illinois State University research. Even a slight imbalance can cause the spine to curve to the short side when you walk or run. Eventually, the bend puts painful pressure on disc. Most people can't tell if their legs are different lengths, but a tailor can. Ask one for a quick measurement. If you find an imbalance, correct the problem with a therapeutic Dr. Scholl-type insert or see a podiatrist for a custom-made orthotic. I'll get that correctly one of these days. But you know what, though, as I found, a lot of ladies, and I haven't heard it with guys too much, but a lot of ladies always complain that one leg is taller than the other or, you know, this or that, and I've had a few friends say that, and actually they've had back pain. So, very interesting, something to think about. Also, massaging away your nicotine cravings. If you're a smoker who's trying to quit, try this simple trick. The next time a craving hits, rub the skin between your index fingers and thumbs in the center of your palms. Now, a study in preventative medicine found that men using this technique smoke 25% fewer cigarettes in a month than 10 quitters who use traditional distraction methods such as chewing gum. The quick self-massage evidently calms you and keeps your hands busy. And then also one thing to help you lower your cholesterol, the fiber supplement Metamucil can help lower elevated cholesterol levels. Now, one study, men who took one packet, mixed in water before each meal for 8 weeks, experienced drops in LDL cholesterol, averaging 7%. Metamucil also helps to lower blood pressure, blood sugar, and the risk of heart disease, according to the National Fiber Council. Now, you know, we used to always joke about our grandparents and our parents when they used to have to drink Metamucil, but as we get older, I guess it's very important that we try to maybe drink a bit of it. I don't know how it tastes, so if you all know how it tastes, let me know. I might have to try it. I'll definitely tell you if it works. And I found something else today. Once again, like I said, Match.com, because I always find interesting things. There's a lot of you out there who are single, a lot of you out there who are getting divorced and will be back, quote, on the market or looking. And it was 5 online dating misconceptions. Now, it's a very interesting article on Match.com from Yahoo, and the article is by Bob Strauss. And he says that even in the 21st century, when technology is king and you can watch your neighbor basically pick up his dry cleaning via sundry mobile applications, it seems that many people still insist on believing their ridiculous preconceived notions about online dating. It's not exactly the same as chatting with a stranger via chat roulette. Now, after all, isn't everyone else that posted a profile in the exact same position as you, quote, single and looking for dates? So while the social stigma associated with online dating may have made sense 20 or so more years ago, those outdated ideas are about as relevant today as a CompuServe email account. And he has the top 5 online dating misconceptions and why you should banish them from your mind, or at least put them in the proper perspective. He had his online dating misconception number 1, looking for love online is strictly for losers. Now, I know a lot of people, when you say that you look online, you're like, really? You know, isn't that a last-ditch desperation thing? I've got news for you. I know people who met people online, got married, they're still married, and have a lot better relationship than some people who met, say, mutual friends or at a bar. And he says that the idea that online dating is for people who just can't get a date in real life, because you're unattractive, have poor social skills, or otherwise undesirable, is far from the truth. The truth, however, is that the majority of people who seek love online are successful in careers that don't afford them the luxury of lots of free time to meet people. And others prefer online dating because they're more particular about the people that they choose to date and want a chance to eliminate unlikely candidates. One point to consider, though, since virtually all singles nowadays try online dating at some point, a small proportion are still going to be those proverbial, quote, losers, people whom you'd still meet and even get set up on a date with in real life. Online dating misconception number 2, everybody lies on the Internet. Now, it says, you give this much canard some much-needed perspective. A harsh reality about dating and life in general is that there are some people who lie about anything and everything. You have no control over whether or not someone else is lying to you, but you can move the relationship at a comfortable enough pace to learn more about who the person really is. So in other words, people don't lie because they're online. They lie because they're liars. And online dating misconception number 3, online dating and online shopping are pretty much the same thing. And they say it's easy for someone who's been spoiled by the simplicity of buying anything and anything, everything online, to think that a quick 30-day spend through an online dating site is a guaranteed way to land a partner for life. The fact is, though, that finding a great match online isn't necessarily any, quote, easier than finding one out there in the real world. Though there's no question that it's significantly more efficient. Now, remember, an extended email correspondence with your online match is subject to the same misunderstandings, lapses in conversation, and general awkwardness of a chance encounter with someone new at a favorite restaurant. So hopefully it's a bit lighter on your wallet, I'm thinking. Online dating misconception number 4, using the Internet to find dates is soulless and impersonal. And once again, kind of goes back to number 1. This is, in this day and age, People do nearly everything online, from banking to shopping to social networking. So, you know, it's not a replacement for good old face-to-face interaction, but online dating can be a great way to get to know someone because it's often easier for a person to share his or her feelings in writing than there is being vulnerable in person. The flip side to this, of course, is that it isn't any easier emotionally to be dumped online than it is in real life, though it's certainly more convenient. Even the most experienced online daters can be shocked by the depth of their feelings for a person they never met in person, which is a sure sign that online dating is anything but a sterile, mechanical, and lifeless affair. And then misconception number five, once you've clicked, the process is over. So this is one of those myths that saddens me to have to debunk. So let's say, you know, you meet somebody online and decide to go on a date. You have a wonderful time together and talk about meeting up again the next weekend. A few days later, you email your date and learn that this is the same person that went out with somebody else and had a good time with them too. Now, you know you're stunned in disbelief, but once again, this is how dating someone you met online is no worse, no better, than dating someone you've met in your local supermarket aisle. So life is sure is full of disappointments, sudden reversals, and inexplicably dropped communications. Their advice, don't cancel your online dating subscription until you're absolutely sure that you and your partner are a genuine, monogamous couple. And if you're feeling especially cautious, wait until you've agreed to take your profile down together. It's all a great idea. So, you know, don't put all your eggs on basket is basically what they're saying. So hopefully that will help you. Hopefully the information from this helps you. We don't really mean for the show to be all about dating and relationships and lifestyles, but from our feedback from most of you, this show kind of helps in that aspect. But it's the cutting room floor, so we're bound to have some other stories from time to time, but if there is something that interests you or there's something that you want to talk about, drop us a line on our Facebook page at News and Comment Blog Talk Radio, LeVar Evans, you can find me on there. We're trying to be better about the Twitter thing, but we're also on Twitter too at twitter.com/4IonHollywood, which I swear to you sometime this weekend we will try to update. We've been off that for a while as well. And basically, from those two, you will always find the latest shows that we have going on. So with all of that, that is all that I have for tonight. And what do you know? I actually have a lot of time left. So with that, I am going to say goodnight, and thank you so much for listening. I'm LeVar, and I will see you here next time.